From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. Although Bart Davis doesn't seek out accolades or praise, honor found him at this year's Georgia Ag Forecast presentation, where the Georgia College of Agriculture and Environmental Sciences recognized him as the 2023 Georgia Farmer of the Year. Davis said, "I'm sure there's farmers out there who deserve this more than I, but me and my family are honored." Davis began farming 41 years ago in Doe Run, Georgia, following the loss of his mother and father during his senior year in high school. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association released its Today's Beef Consumer Report that shows beef demand continues to remain strong. Despite various challenges faced by the industry, consumers have repeatedly stated they will continue buying beef in both the retail and food service settings. While beef sales at food service dropped sharply in 2020 and 21, sales in 2022 rebounded in both volume and dollars, surpassing the pre-pandemic levels. The Bipartisan Promoting Agriculture Safeguards and Security, or PASS Act, was introduced in both congressional chambers. It will protect U.S. national security by preventing foreign adversaries from taking ownership of agricultural land and businesses in the United States. The bill will also ensure the USDA is fully involved in reviewing any acquisition of American companies by foreign adversaries, specifically China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.